constipation go to his head, and his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Got you with the cocaine, found with your gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone.
Same old story. Alright, kids, a little Aerosmith, not a little Aerosmith, a rock block, as they call it in the radio industry, and as I call it, the four at four. So I hope you all enjoyed that. Hope you all had your cassette recorders ready for some Aerosmith. I know one of those songs, I didn't have the album back then yet, anyways, and that was Seasons of Weather, and I had taped it. I remember that. So I hope you enjoyed the Aerosmith rock block. That was Mama Kin, and of course before that, No More No More, me and the Funny Man, one of our favorites to fool around and play when we're just fooling around with the guitars. He'll get that. Same old song and dance before that, great song, and before that, Seasons of Weather. And yes, as I say, I hope you enjoyed that. And hope you got all four songs on your little cassette recorder. And later you can introduce them and pretend you're on the radio. So anyways, I am going to take a quick break. Not a break. It's going to be a musical interlude. That's what kind of break it's going to be. But anyways, I want to talk about who's coming to Fenway this weekend, which is pretty good. And I'm also going to enjoy playing some music from who's coming to Fenway this week. Anyway, so I'll be right back in a few minutes, but for now, here, have some Bush. We'll be right back. Boys and girls, that was Switchfoot, Meant to Live. Yeah, I pulled that one kind of out of the archives. Not really archives, but you don't hear that, especially not on this show, but you especially don't hear it on the regular radio anymore, because this is not the, mid-90s. actually, it's not the mid-90s. It was early 2000s that song came up. And before that, of course, some Bush for you. Who doesn't like some Bush? It was Come Down with Bush. Anyways, 4:26 in the afternoon. It is 94 degrees out. 94 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. And it really, it says 94, but on the Swassometer, I'm going to say it's a good solid 10 on the Swassometer. Because if you've been out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, the Swassometer is. And or the girls like to say the swoobometer, and I believe it's about the, that might even be an 11 with the swoobometer. But anyways, so I was talking earlier about this weekend at Fenway, and it's a big weekend for concerts, which is very cool. And luckily, I happen to be going Friday night to see Billy Joel. And which is very cool, because he is definitely an icon of rock and roll, believe it or not. And I've seen him once years ago with Elton John, and what an incredible show, as you can imagine. Them two both, tickling the ivories back and forth. It was a fantastic show. But yeah, this one should be great. I mean, he hasn't been around in a long time. I mean, the guy could probably play 10 hours and you'd know every song. So looking very forward to that. So you got Billy Joel. I know there's a Thursday concert, which is Jimmy Buffett. And I believe they added Peter Wolfe from Jay Giles. But that is Thursday, and it doesn't look like, it looked pretty good weather for that, I hate to tell you. But I want to focus on the Friday and Saturday shows, which, like I had just said, Billy Idol and Billy Joel together. What a team that'll be. The two Bs, yeah. Anyways, Billy Joel and Saturday is Def Leppard, Journey. And they just added Cheap Trick. And my God, would I love to go to that show. So I will be definitely trying to win tickets. Unfortunately, not on this radio program. I won't be giving out those tickets. But So I wanted to play a little tribute to what's coming up at Fenway on Friday and Saturday. So I'm going to play some songs from each of them. So you know, to get you geared up if you are going to the Billy Joel show, as I am. Yeah, man, gear up. So here's some, I'm going to play some Billy Joel, I'll play some Def Leppard, Journey, and some Cheap Trick for you. And I'm going to play a block of that. You know, why not? It's 4:29 in the afternoon, and you are listening to the Giddy Up. So enjoy this block of Fenway Rock. How's that? I'll be right back.
Your tie's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that? You're gonna cruise the miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Can't hit. diarrhea when you're near.
Yes, if you are sitting there listening and not singing along, there is something wrong with you. Or you're in work and afraid to get in trouble, but that is, I'd say, a sing-along song if I ever heard one. And one of the best Cheap Trick songs ever, even though it came out later in their careers. But you got to love that song, The Flame by Cheap Trick, who has just been added to the Saturday Night Show with Def Leppard, and I played Hysteria from Def Leppard, and Journey, Stone in Love. So it will be Journey, Def Leppard, and Cheap Trick. And if you go Saturday night, I am very jealous, because what a show that'll be. But I will be there Friday night with Billy Joel singing It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, which I just played. So either night, and if you're a parrot head, hey, you'll have a great time Thursday night as well. So it's 4:48 in the afternoon. It's getting that time, which I don't like. But I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the weather coming up ahead of you. Right now, it's 94 degrees in Medford. Hazy sun and some clouds this afternoon. Humid, isolated interior storms late this afternoon, which it's already kind of getting there late this afternoon. So from what I hear, it's going to be more in the evening, the storms. But guess what? They're going to stick around tomorrow, Wednesday. It's going to be partly sunny, scattered PM storms, warm and muggy, again, of course, with temps near 88, low 80s at the coast. I guess 88 compared to what we've had, you know, nipping at 100, I guess that's not too bad. But so that's Wednesday, that's your hump day forecast. And then Thursday, if you're going to the concert, clouds and some sun, humid, scattered showers, storms. That doesn't sound good. And that's going to be also upper 80s. So be careful if you're going. But you know what? If you're a parrot head, and you'll be tailgating all night Thursday. So I don't think a little rain is going to bother you with all that consumption of tequila that you probably will partake in at any Buffett show, I imagine. And Friday, for Billy Joel, it looks absolutely beautiful. Fantastic summer day. Sunshine with temps in the upper 80s, low 80s at the coast, beaches, less humid as well. Less humid. I like to hear that. No chance of rain either. So 85 as your high on Friday. Sounds great. If I'll give you a quick rundown of Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny. Few isolated shower storms possible, especially south. All right, so that's good if you're going, if you're heading north for the weekend. South would be more chances of showers, highs of 81. And Sunday, my fun day, clouds and sun, a few isolated showers, of course. And that leads right into Monday. I just want to give you a heads up. As near 80s on Sunday. So your weekend looks okay. You're just going to have chances of your pop-up showers. So anyways, enjoy the shows if you're going to Fenway this weekend. Otherwise, enjoy whatever you're doing, your cookouts or whatever. So it's 4:50 in the afternoon. I'm going to play a couple songs and get out of here. Actually, I'm going to say my goodbyes right now. I just want to thank everybody for listening in. Of course, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be doing this. I love doing it for you guys. It's a peace of mind for myself as well. And I love bringing you some rock and roll, because you can't find some good rock and roll on the radio too much anymore. So I am very happy to bring it to you. And whatever you like, you know, you can always we can always throw a monkey wrench right in there. I'm very open to any ideas, as you know. So stay Boston strong, boys and girls. Always be a rock and never roll. I'm going to take a 166-hour break. Hopefully, I'll be back here with my partner next week. And you boys and girls, enjoy the weekend. Love you.
Taste is come so.